Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Now, a young cat became stuck in the walls of a Deals shop in Athenryan, County Galway. Customers and employees were very concerned for the welfare of the cat, so they called on Tara Croke, who is the cattery manager with the Galway SPCA. Good morning to you, Tara.
Morning, Oliver. How are you?
Not so bad. How did the cat manage to get stuck behind the wall of a Deals?
So, for it's like the cat actually wasn't stuck. So the cat could come and go freely. That's why it took so long, because we weren't, not that we weren't worried, we were, but the cat had free roam of the whole roof and was able to get out. So the first couple of weeks were kind of trying to establish why the cat was going in and whether or not we needed to intervene. But as kind of the weeks went on, the calls got a little more distressed and the cat sounded like it really did need our help. So thankfully, the Deals manager and the Deals head office were so accommodating. They, anything we needed, they accommodated us with, whether it was getting up onto the roof or in the end getting a hole drilled in their wall to be able to take the cat out. So we were just really lucky on the Monday that we arranged to do it. The cat got herself into a corner and they were able to secure her in that corner and keep her there until I could get there. And so then we went about drilling and drilling and cutting holes in walls.
Yeah, people were wondering how on earth a cat would survive for 6 weeks, but the cat was coming in and out and then getting stuck repeatedly inside the walls.
So she was going down this like cavity, like this pillar pile thing, and she was climbing down in it, sitting down there, crying to her heart's content all day long, and then going back out. But we had seen that she was going out and we had seen that she was coming in. Now, I don't know what happened in the last week, that she obviously wasn't going out as much as she used to, because she definitely wasn't eating. You know, she was really skinny when we did get her. Yeah. So whatever happened, but like, she's such a sweet cat. We just can't believe that nobody has come looking for her. She was definitely somebody's pet.
I love the way that you had a sort of a detective way of finding out how that the cat is indeed getting in. Tell us what you did.
So we had to call upon the very nice builders working on the building next door to give us a ladder. So we were up on the roof. We had poured powder down around the holes, like talcum powder, where we thought she might be coming and going. And we could see the paw prints of her coming in and going out.
Very
clever.
So
we were fairly confident she could actually get out.
The powdered paws, and you see the cat prints.
Cat prints. So we knew she could, but I'd said for some reason in the last week she just didn't.
You're the cattery manager, so you know a lot about cats. Why would the cat continue to go in and out of a place where then it ends up screaming in discomfort?
I can only imagine that she was either lost or abandoned, and she was just looking for, because it was people. It was when she could hear the people in the shop, she was going in. And then she was calling and looking for things. So we weren't sure if it was a cat that had kittens in there or if it was, you know, we didn't know what it was. So as I said, it was a lot of trying to figure that out as well before we took any serious action.
Mad for Deals, this cat was, looking for the cheap Maltesers.
Well, mad for the staff of Deals, obviously.
Yeah, exactly.
Because she was only there when they were there. She was never there after hours.
So you're the hero who rescued the cat. The cat is a very young cat and is in poor enough condition when she came
very
out.
Very young cat, yeah, but she's starting to put on weight now. And as I said, she's just a fabulous little cat, so we're delighted with her.
Where is the cat, and have you given it a name?
So her name is Deals, and she's in our cattery in Briarhill. So we have a cattery and a small animal unit in Briarhill, along with our shop. One of our four shops. So she is getting lots of TLC in there, and we're hoping that we'll get her into a foster home really soon.
And her little paws were obviously damaged from scrambling in and out of the...
There were. Her nails got quite damaged. Now, we're confident they will grow back eventually. It was just from climbing up and down constantly. It was really... It was just doing a lot of damage to her nails and stuff.
Oh my God.
But she's happy and comfortable.
Are you busy in your job, Tara?
We're busy. It's kitten season. We're always busy. So it is, yeah, it's constant. Like, there's a massive issue with cats and overpopulation of cats, and TNR is really the only way forward, you know, but that requires funding. And unfortunately, at the moment, funding's a bit low. So,
but you're doing fantastic work with the Galway SPCA.
We're doing our best.
And all of them around the country. Tara Croke, thanks a million. Have a lovely weekend.
No worries. Thanks a million.
Bye-bye.
Bye.